Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, dude? It's been a while. I haven't seen you in
a little sleepy. Yeah, it's a night recorder.
You're super tired, aren't you?
Sure, hard tired. I was up at like 6 a.m.
Yeah, I woke up at 9.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.
You'll be up till 2.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. What have you been up to? I'll tell you what I've been up to after. Well, I want to hear about you. What's going on in the world of Tone?
I built a shelf.
Get out of town.
Yeah, to put on top of my work table.
Oh, okay.
So I have like more accessible space.
Josie and I drove past, and Tony was like, I'm building a shelf. But when we passed you, you were just sitting there looking at your phone.
Yeah.
I was like, that's how you build these days. Look at him go. Just killing it.
I built it that night, yeah.
Yeah. Were you looking up a YouTube video of how to build a shelf?
Okay. Well, no, it was how to do this kind of butt like joint that I wanted.
I just wasn't sure if it was like, fuck the shelf, what's going on Instagram?
I'm bored. No, I did it.
That's awesome.
Courtney was like, your table's like 5 feet long towards the wall. Do you use all that? I'm like, no, it's a weird table. It's way too wide.
Are you talking about the...
like between like here and the wall, like where I work?
Yeah.
There's 5 feet.
Well, no, it's four. It's a whole piece of plywood. It's 4x8.
Stupid. No, dude, that's like a 10-footer.
They make 5x10s?
Yeah.
You're dumb. You don't know.
They do.
Sitting there on your phone. So
that's
I'm
Canadian
building.
Size.
I'm building.
It's built. So you sound like a real jackass.
So you built a shelf, anything else?
Obviously, I built a shelf. I just said that.
Yeah. I said you built a shelf, anything else, sir?
Jesus. I put stuff right on it.
Oh, okay. So you filled the shelf.
Anything of note? hearing crickets.
Nope. Yeah.
I'm hearing some crickets.
I am back on hard Destiny.
Great.
Oh, my God. I have not watched... Fuck all. I watched the movies that we needed to watch, but that's about it. And an episode of Black Mirror.
Why?
Spoilers for weekly recommendations and rejections. Season of Opulence just came out, and it is so tight. Guess who fucking did the raid, too? I did the fucking Leviathan. I beat it.
I've done that.
You've never done that.
Easy.
No, you've never done that.
Done it twice.
Because we never were able to have enough people in it. Robots, my boy. Oh, he sent me a text today, and I definitely didn't text him back. I forgot to. Sent me a meme of... It was like... Americans love Chernobyl so much they're insisting to have HBO do a second season, and then it says like Russia and it's a puppet looking at it like, are you kidding?
Season two now.
Yeah, it's like, what
you want another Chernobyl?
You want us to blow up another fucking power plant, asshole? That was good. That was really funny. But yeah, he hopped on. I joined another clan, and I joined this thing called Discord. Like, I feel super nerdy.
All right.
So
I'm
going to
let you know, I work at a middle school. It's very popular there.
Discord? Oh, I bet, yeah.
Huge.
A lot of the people in there are very young.
Wow, you're on Discord.
I'm on Discord, yeah, because you can just be like, hey, I want... like you.
They have I know.
Forums of like Crucible, Gambit, Reckoning, fucking anything you want. 100K Nightfall, year one raid, year two raid, General Chat, Meme Street, you name it, they got it, dude.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was like, someone posted in, it was like, well, I want to do Leviathan, and I was like, I am fucking down. I've had this goddamn fucking pursuit since the day I started to like do the Leviathan.
Yeah.
Dude, so sick. Figuring it out, like with all these people knew how to do it because it's been out for, what, 3 years now? But it was awesome. There's a couple, they call them blueberries. I was a blueberry in that one.
Yeah.
I'd ran like half of it before, but this time I had to do Gauntlet.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, dude, it's nuts. There's like four platforms. You step on them all, they all go down. You clear the ads, and then two orbs appear on opposite sides of the circular room. Then the other four players jump on those platforms. You take the orb, and then you look at the ceiling and tell them the sign, and then look at in front of you, and there's three rows of circles that you can jump through. And the red one, you have to tell them where it is. So, like, top, middle, bottom. And then you have to correspond with the other people. You say, like, dog, middle. That means the person to the left of dog shoots the top, and the person from that's at dog shoots the bottom. They shoot whichever one you didn't name.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's wild as fuck. We got through, though, and then we beat Kaos' fucking bitch ass. It was sick.
What'd you get?
Some fucking gun. I can't remember. It was just fun to actually play that and do it and, like, actually understand it. That was cool.
Well, I'm glad you're fucking...
I can't wait to do Last Wish and fucking, like, all the other ones,
getting that Discord fucking connect.
But I've been up till, like, 4 a.m., like, and not even playing with people. Like, sometimes just by myself, just, like, grinding. Dude, I went from 670, I think, maybe 660, to 710 in, like, a week.
Man, oh man.
Their drops are so huge. You're getting exotics like fucking every other day now. Like, they're just like play. It's tight. Destiny's doing a lot of sick shit right now. It's really sick.
I've been playing Titanfall 2 alone.
Dude, they're fucking like incorporating the old game back into Destiny 2. So, but you're going back to the moon, so they're going to have old strikes, I think. But yeah. Like,
and guns and
right,
exotics.
But they're also
yeah.
going to have new quests on the new moon because it's a different version of that old moon. So they're going to kind of make Destiny as it was supposed to be in the beginning, one game that will always be added onto, like a World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Destiny New Moon.
No, it's called Destiny New Light.
Wow. I was so close.
You were.
That's exciting for you.
Yeah, Shadowkeep is the new DLC coming out in September, and I think I might be fucking balls deep in it.
Yeah, you're going to buy it. Duh.
Oh, my God, dude. It's so tight. They have this new thing called the Menagerie.
No. And, like, what is that? A fucking goods store? Go there and get some...
Oh, no. It's like this fucking mini raid that you can't fail. It will just take you forever to clear.
Oh.
You just have to get a certain amount of like points via like beating bosses. They give you like 2 minutes, and if you don't complete it, they just go away and you go to the next room and do it again. And like it'll take you an hour if you're all 690, which is the bare minimum.
Jesus.
Now it's 750.
Jesus.
The power cap. But dude, I'm already at like 710, and I haven't really. I've just been doing like gambits.
I'm
like,
probably
you know,
at like 601.
The fun shit, dude. Just gambits, strikes. Fucking, you know, just I've been fucking
really
forging
into
shit,
it.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think that, like, hiatus, like, really invigorated me.
Wow.
Reinvigorated, I should say. Anyways, I was playing with fucking robots because I was like, oh, hey, dude, like, we're about to run Leviathan if you want to. He's like, yeah, I just need a refresher. He's like, it's been literally, like, 2 years since I played that. And he normally, I think, does PvP.
Yeah.
So, like, fucking, he was like, we're playing and we would fail. And they're like... This dude from like Toronto that sounded like he was from India. He's like, robots, no, you're shooting the top. You shoot bottom. So like you shoot bottom when he says middle, I shoot top, and then if he says middle, then if he says top, then you shoot middle. And like it is confusing as fuck. And he's like, you guys are just yelling shit at me, and I'm sorry. Okay, like he was like, I could tell the annoyance. And then after we failed the next one, he's like, yeah, I'm probably just gonna hop off. You guys just have fun.
So you broke a. Normal person.
Yeah.
Good for you. And I'm just giving you a little heads up. We're a little Destiny heavy, but
I did. Yeah, no.
Cool that you broke someone.
I didn't.
You helped.
No,
you
I was just there.
Just get on it, robots.
Yeah, gods, do it.
Stupid ass
13-year-olds.
Listen to these 13-year-olds. They're gods.
13-year-olds play this. Why? No.
I owe them a kidney if we don't do this.
But Jesus, like I'm so hard into Destiny.
God,
right
you
now.
Are. You're.
I'm amped on it too.
On it.
Yeah. I'm amped on it. Like,
are you gonna kick me out to play it?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, dude, I was playing games too, you know. I got games, you know. Played freaking...
Titanfall, yeah. You and your buddy robot that you fucking... That gets all sad, or you're like, the best robot friend I've ever had.
My robot friend.
Spoilers for the ending of Titanfall 2. But he's like, I love that robot like I love my dick.
They have like a zombies mode I've been playing. It's fun.
Like Call of Duty zombies?
Yeah,
just
like waves.
Waves,
yeah.
Yeah.
And cool. Like sentries and like waypoints. It's like, you know, capture... Shit, it's fun.
Also, people that listen to this, dude, have either A, played Destiny, or B, mm-hmm. like video games. So if you like a video game, that
no,
will...
a video game. They have to like a video game
say,
in
so
this case.
If you
they don't like that one.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you are into video games and you don't want to play one ever again, only one, this is the one to play.
Oh, also, fucking, I know you don't care, but Borderlands 2 and 3 are free this month, which is dope.
Wait, so 3 is out?
Yeah, well, no, it's technically called the pre-sequel.
Yeah.
So it came out in 2016, and the second one came out in 2014. So it is a third full game, but they call it a pre-sequel, so like a joke. Like,
but I hear Borderlands 3.
It is coming out.
Okay,
yeah.
That's, yeah.
The next major.
This isn't Borderlands 3. This is
no.
This is
called,
like an offshoot of Borderlands
yeah.
that came out after 2?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. They're very fun. They're very silly.
Did you watch any E3?
I did, and like...
Everyone was way buttered about it.
Yeah, everyone's bitching.
Except for Keanu.
Keanu's... Dude, I think Cyberpunk 2077 looks fucking ridiculous.
Oh, man, I don't know if I can get into that.
That's too hard
That's
for
a,
you.
A lot of Destiny to like, take down, you know?
Okay. You have a year.
Well, then more comes out.
Okay. You're just going to be a WoW nerd.
No, Destiny nerd.
Yeah.
Same thing, I guess.
Yeah, so I'll call you a D-bag instead of a WoW nerd.
But you know, it is tight cross-saving, dude. So any friends with Xboxes, I can just take my Guardians and go over there, dude.
Hey, you hear that? Paul wants to take his Guardians to you guys, Xbox players. Dude. Hit him up.
Eyes up, Guardian. Let's do this.
Young peddler wants you.
I'm using... No, it's Ferrotito. Come on now. We all know the gamer tag.
Yeah.
This dude's name was M-E-L-L-O, and I was like, hey, Melo. He's like, it's Mellow. Felt like a real
Sorry,
dick.
I'm from Canada.
Yeah, real dick. I was like, hey, Melo.
Melo.
Melo's not spelled like that for those listening.
But Mellow Yellow is.
No W.
M-E-L-L-O.
Ah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just a big fan of that. Yeah, that would be, yeah.
Yep. That's where he got it.
He's like some 20-year-old from Alabama that, it's like ASL now. But he's like, yeah, my girlfriend was being a real bitch, so I'm just not hanging out with her for like a week. I was like, good Lord, to be 20.
Well, back in your dungeon.
Dude, this kid works in Alabama. Or no, he lives in Alabama, which is an hour, it's like central, I guess.
Okay.
Or like, it's an hour behind us, and he works in Georgia, which is an hour ahead of him.
Uh-huh.
So he has to wake up at 4 in the morning to drive over state lines to go lifeguard.
At 6 a.m.
Yeah, so he has to be there at 6, so he has to leave his house at like 4.
Wow, he has a stupid life, but he's 20, so.
Yeah. Dude, he was doing the raid, and this dude was like, yeah, it's getting late. And he's like, I literally am going to get 2 hours of sleep and work all day tomorrow. Just please finish this. We're at Callus. Like, please finish this. And the dude was like, yeah, I cut trees for a living. I'm not going to do that.
It's dangerous if I'm sleepy at my job.
He's like, I live in the Bay Area. I was like, is that like fucking San Francisco Bay? Is there another Bay? I know there's other bays, but the Bay Area is specific to San Francisco. I'm learning. I'm like abroad.
I know. I'm honestly like, wow, it's like you've been to a support group.
Dude,
you're telling me about your new friends.
I'm like abroad, but in my basement. It's nice, dude. Damn. Getting a lot of culture.
I'm not sure dude, what to think of this. Because it's not with your immediate friends. You're just like, I'm not I'm soft the world.
Yeah, no, I fucking bought. Like I was like, hey, we're about to run Leviathan. You want to? He's like, nah, I'm good, thanks. Like he's out.
He didn't want it.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah, we lost a guardian. Fallen guardian. His ghost will never bring him back.
Yeah, his ghost just waits upon him,
circling his dead corpse.
Yeah, waiting in the rubble.
But yeah, the fucking one dude. He's like, yeah, I cut trees for a living, dude. Fuck off, man. I was like, okay.
The Halo Guard, Halo. I think it's called Halo Guardian.
I don't care about any games anymore. I don't need
you
it anymore.
You asked me if I watched E3, retard.
I don't need it. Oh yeah, how would you like E3?
Literally, you asked me a question about other fucking games. Hey, there was no Destiny news.
No, there was a lot. They did it before E3, like God. A bunch of badasses.
Dude, everyone fucked up E3. There's nothing fresh coming besides Death Stranding and Cyberpunk.
Death Stranding. Yeah.
Yeah. Those two. Look like truly original, like, IPs, which are dope. One's based off a fucking tabletop game.
Cyberpunk's been like, hey, we're doing this, like, 5 years ago.
CD Projekt Red is like, yo, give us a half decade, we'll get you The Witcher 3.
Why even announce?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's so they can, like, continue to be, like, make people remember them.
We're still here.
Please, God, don't give up on us.
Yeah.
It'll be out for the PS5.
Oh my God! If not 6 or some shit, wild as fuck. But yeah, the new Xbox Scarlet, I think it's called
Project Scarlet. Yeah.
How do you feel about this? They're like they announced the same thing that PlayStation did, but PlayStation did it not at E3.
Yes, and PlayStation,
which I thought was super strange. Like PlayStation's like, yeah, we're SSD, fucking, we're doing this, we're doing this, and then Xbox is like, yeah, Sony's not there, we're about to fuck E3 in the mouth, and then they were like, look at it, and it was just this like limp old dick that was like, we're doing what they are, and you're like, okay.
I think it's funny because they're like, hey, remember when we shoved a fucking Kinect down your throat? We're not doing that now. Hey, remember when it was all about fucking multiplayer communities and you always wanted to go to your hub and use your avatar? Fuck that bullshit in the ass. We're just a game console. Yeah. We know you guys want to play games, and we're gonna make our system as good as the other guy.
Well, they said, it's, like,
please, God, play us for games.
They used a phrasing of words that was like, it's the strongest system we've ever made.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's going to blow us away.
Yeah. It's like,
we'd suck its dick.
Yeah, because it's better than the Xbox One is what we're trying to say here.
PlayStation who?
Yeah.
Play who? You ever played a Switch? It's way more powerful than that Switch.
Yeah, it's
the pussy Switch.
Yeah, and then Google Play and shit, dude. Yeah. Fucking the Stadia.
Yeah, Stadia is like, hey, play wherever you want forever.
Dude, literally, it's like you have an internet connection, play whatever the fuck. Do you imagine like the cats that like they go on vacations and only play video games?
Yeah.
Like they go on vacations with their families. Now all they have to do is have Wi-Fi, which, by the way, you ever been to hotel Wi-Fi?
Horrible.
Dog shit.
They give you a fucking megabyte.
Yeah, what do you mean connecting Destiny 2 servers again?
Ping what? There's an esports league for Akron Public. The STEM schools, like the high school.
What, they have like a fucking
jerseys. They have fucking like jerseys. They play fucking Hearthstone and fucking Overwatch.
Isn't Hearthstone a card game?
Yeah, but they play it competitively.
But
it's based on, it's kind of like Magic.
But it's online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's like fast-paced, like fucking card game. That's like insane. And it's weird.
Does any like things pop up like the ogre?
Yeah, it looks
okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, right on.
It looks fun.
Looks like Pokemon.
League of Legends, fucking Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike?
Yeah.
That seems kind of bad to have in schools.
The one girl, I was at this like tech event last week, and she was like, she's like 13. She's like, yeah, I ranked. I was like, you ranked in Global Offense? She's like, yeah. I was like, wow, that's fucking ridiculous. Like,
I'm going to go build a shelf.
I can build shelves. I drive RC car. Me eat Cheetos.
After I YouTube it for an hour and a half.
She's like, oh, no, I played 17 hours last week. Like, I logged all my hours, and Jeff's like, good. Like, they're training. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's wild. So and it's sponsored by the school system. So they play on, like, fat fucking PCs that the school buys. There's gaming centers at Akron U they use.
I mean, I guess it makes sense because, like, that is where it's going.
Yeah. They talk about, like, it helps with focus and discipline. They also get their gaming out during, like, educational hours. So at night, they don't play as much. So they've found that, like, they actually go home and hang out with their family more because they don't feel like, oh, I've been at shit school all day. I'm going to spend my whole fucking night on Final Fantasy.
And so they're just curating gamers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's wild.
Yeah, there's this one dude, Datto. He's a streamer for Destiny 2. And
yeah.
He's also he's like the one that, like, they got to panel all the fucking people for the new Destiny game and shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a little warm in here. I apologize.
Yeah, that's cool.
So you wiping your brow.
Just because I'm nervous we're losing listeners.
Oh, fuck them. someone was like, oh man, like, did you like stream anything? And he's like, I was on vacation. I'm not trying to work. I was like, oh,
not working right now.
Work.
It's a job.
Work.
Is he getting paid?
Fuck yeah.
Then
he was like one of the first people to like run the fucking like new like D2 raids. Like, he's the fuckers that like figure it out on their own.
I wouldn't bitch if I was making 100K playing the game.
And then talk to the community and tell them how to do it.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Running that first Leviathan raid, I was like, who? What genius figured this out?
That genius.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like there's a, like, if that was your job, though, you would see it as a job.
For sure.
Like, if someone was telling me to draw 50 hours a week, I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, I'd love to draw later tonight, guys, at the party.
On your vacay.
Yeah. Or I'm going on vacay, I'm going to doodle a little bit. I'd be like, fuck that.
The dude cosplays as a chick, too. Mm. Someone was like, oh, my God, I didn't even recognize you. I'm like, yeah, no shit. Like,
yeah, I'm a fucking hot Sailor Moon.
Didn't look like the dude playing the games. Yeah, he looked like some fucking, like, it was such, like, a deep cut fucking thing from Japanese culture. I was like, I don't even know what that is.
I'm not that Asian.
Not at all.
Japan's so fucking wild.
Yeah, it is. Anything else you've been up to? Literally just Destiny, my life away.
Yep, didn't do much.
Planted a garden, that was neat.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Hey, what did I do? I got some new tools.
We painted the outside of the apron of the house. That was pretty cool. Well, Josie did most of it, not going to lie.
It's good.
Well, she started, like, she's like, hey, can you help me with this? I was like, yeah. And she's like, you're awful.
Go away.
Give it to me.
Just stop.
Not like sex.
You've been
like, give me the brush and fucking let me do it. You're just bad. I'm like, okay.
Fine. Fuck you, too.
Yeah. Well, I guess who doesn't have to work? No, I really wanted to, too. I'm just like, it's a weird paint, dude. Masonry paint? Now we're losing people. I'm about to talk about masonry paint, dude.
I was going
to
bring up a trailer.
It's gloopy.
Okay.
Gloopy.
Get the fuck out of here, you English prick.
Go ahead.
You see Dr. Sleep is becoming a movie with Ewan McGregor?
I did. Now they're like, okay, so the book isn't like a horror book.
No.
But they're basing it like it's the sequel to The Shining, even though it is the sequel to The Shining, but it's not like The Shining.
Like 25 years later?
Well, it's Danny.
Yeah, an adult.
And he helps the elderly. Yeah. He shines them to sleep. Well, that sounds weird. He like kind of helps them pass easily because he can shine.
They just want to milk that it's related to The Shining.
And Stephen King, mainly, yeah.
It's Stephen King. It's horrifying.
Everything that he's done is going to get made now.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing, but also is going to be like...
Just do it right.
Does everyone remember the remake of Carrie, or like everyone hated Ew. Pet Sematary?
Yeah.
Like, it was the only one that really did it, and I really wonder how this Chapter 2 is going to fare with fans.
I'm excited.
I'm way excited, but I'm just saying, I think people are going to be like, fuck this in the face.
Because you're expecting too much.
Yeah, well, it's been 2 years. And the first one was fucking tight. And I know a lot of people that like the book and the miniseries that were like, that movie was dog shit. I was like, they captured the kids very well. They're like, nothing happened like this. I'm like, what, do you want to see the fucking sewer train? No, you can't. You
can't. This is a rated R movie.
What did you think about Swamp Thing getting canceled?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Last week?
Yeah.
I don't think we did.
But it's like...
Is this the second week without Ray?
Without Ray, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a bummer. Because it's well received.
I know, dude. 94.
Not enough.
Like a 9.1 and a 9.3, I think, for the two episodes that have already aired. And
they canceled it after this season, though.
They're showing the whole... Yeah, they already shot the motherfucker, yeah. But they were like... But it's so strange. Once it aired, they were like, never again. Like, this is one and done.
How are we going to see it?
Once Warner Brothers, I guess, like, fucking takes in DC and then makes it its own app, and Good then Lord. You pay for that, I guess.
Fuck.
Or the Pirate Bay.
All right.
I don't even know if that's still around or
Dude,
a thing.
I don't even know. Torrents.eu. And
terrified to use them.
It's a nightmare.
I got an email one time saying, like, hey, we know you downloaded Scavengers, and I was like, wow.
Oh, man.
Who from Universal was like, fucking, remember that Kick-Ass kid? Yeah, he's in this.
Go get him. Go get him. Get our $12.
Dude, wild. I was like, I can't believe, like, I should not have let that seed.
Please stop. Don't contact me. That was my roommate.
More so, I think. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, they can't prove that it was me, technically. Yeah. Well, they probably could. They're like, let me see your computer. I'm like, no.
They're like, it's a closed.
Let me see your computer.
Yeah, you have a closed internet. I was like, oh, no, I opened it.
Well, it's locked, but, like, not all the time. Sometimes, you know, you got to...
I've told so many people that password. Password 123.
Yeah, catch a breeze, open the door, you know? Jeez. God, are you excited for the new Men in Black?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you were writing a sequel to Men in Black, how would it go?
What?
If you were about to, like, write the next Men in Black, like, all the past three have happened, and then you go to this one, what's Tony's sequel to Men in Black? What movie would you... How about this? I'll give you a better one. Instead of Men in Black, because obviously you don't give a fuck about them.
No.
Oh, was that your uncle I just stepped on?
Oh, my God.
What movie would you sequelize and how would you do it?
What?
Is that a big question?
What movie would I sequelize and how would I do it?
Yeah, what would be the story? Dune 2?
Oh, I could sequelize an episode.
Of Black Mirror.
Of Black Mirror, yeah.
Which episode?
San Junipero.
Which one's that?
It's got the girl from...
Wait, which season is that, I should ask, rather?
4.
Okay, so never mind. Don't tell me about it, because I have been watching Black Mirror. Do you have any other news? Because I don't.
All
right, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections.
Let me finish it.
Well, what I'm saying is that I don't want you to, because then I will get it spoiled for me, because I'm watching Black Mirror now.
Can I go first?
Hold on, I'm watching Black Mirror. I was segueing. So I watched most of the first episode of season 3. It's an hour and a half long.
The Callister? The first episode where they're like on Star Trek?
No, the first episode is where the bees are attacking people because it's like hashtag season 3. Stay with me here.
Oh, you're in season 3.
I'm way behind.
Sweet mother of
fuck.
Pearl, dude. Yeah.
All right, so I took a picture of myself with Ripley the other day and I sent it to Josie and I was like, God, I look like such a fucking fat monster. And she's like, it's the angle. I was like, I look like Pearl from Blade. And then I found a gif of it like screaming as it's getting the UV. And I just sent that to her. I was like, I can't believe someone made that a gif. God bless.
I think in that fucking Too Big to Fail movie that Ryan Gosling, his character.
Too Big to Fail.
Too Big to Fail. It's about the stock collapse.
Fucking course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
It's a movie with like Steve Carell and fucking Ryan Gosling and
no, that's fucking The Big Short.
Oh yeah, same thing.
You big idiot.
It's literally the same thing. I've watched him so much.
Too Big to Fail. The Big Short.
He mentions the guy from Dune in it.
Oh really?
Which is such an obscure fucking.
What's his name?
That's what he says in the movie. His name. He's a Harkonnen. I think he's Baron Harkonnen. But
he's a Harkonnen.
He's a fat dude that like oozes fucking oil and shit. And yeah, and he has pus and
the
shit.
Pustules.
And he was like, oh God, he looks like the bad guy from Dune. And I was like, that's such a weird thing to put in a movie that is so mainline and, you know, no one's going to get that.
You know Dune's coming back, bro.
I'm well aware. And I really hope Alejandro does well with this.
Supposed to be my fucking trilogy.
It could and should be because there's five fucking books.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, they should have not done all of them.
I mean, there's a lot of books. Like,
have you? You've only read one?
I've only read Frank Herbert's Dune, but like Children of Dune, like Messiah of Dune.
Children of Dune.
Yeah.
Just Malachi.
About, just about children just of the corn. Kids. And then like,
Dune Patrol.
Like God Dune or something like that. Like there's one about like God Emperor of Dune. Okay. And like, these people are just getting so many superpowers in that universe. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They can transcend space and time, bro.
I'm actually excited to watch it. I would like to borrow your Blu-ray that I purchased for you.
It's great.
I can watch it again.
Very crisp production.
Dude, fucking.
It's David Lynch's out there nebulous thing, though.
I've seen Eraserhead, bro.
Okay, it's not my favorite representation of Dune.
Get the fuck out. That's the only reason you like Dune is that movie.
No.
Yes.
No.
You're telling me you read the book as a fucking little kid.
Not as a precursor to the movie. I saw the movie and I was like, that's dope. Look at all this dope shit.
No, you're like, this is the tightest.
And then I read the book and then I looked into all the fan fiction and I've listened to a ton of podcasts.
The podcast is probably your
favorite.
And
there's really good fucking artist renderings, like the Star Wars drawings.
Yeah, yeah.
Old school looking. Yeah.
Speaking of podcasts, I was listening to the Nine Club and you know the kid from mid 90s? His name's Sonny something or other.
Okay.
He was in a clock with a house or a house with a clock in its walls.
Mm hmm.
He's also the little kid from Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Oh.
Isn't that wild?
I didn't put that together.
And he fucking shreds on a skateboard.
Yeah, he's doing kickflips.
They were like, no, like this dude is like a flying fetus, as they call him in the nightclub. That's not mine. That's amazing, though.
Mid-90s?
Like, yeah, the Jonah Hill movie?
In mid-90s?
No, he sucks in the movie.
Oh, okay. I was he was doing some pretty slow shit.
Because, falling off a roof? Who cares?
Just tumbled into his face, yeah.
But, like, that kid, like, rips.
Oh, why wouldn't they let him rip?
No, because they needed him to... They were like, you must... So, like, how was it? You're like, hey, Jonah, hang on. I can do that worse. Like, because you're acting like you can't skateboard.
Yeah, I just wish I had showed a progression. It'd be tight if at the end
crazy?
He was, like, landed fucking big flips.
Yeah, because I guess this kid's just wild as hell. Like, he's on set, and he's, like, trying to switch heel of four. They're like, stop! Because he signs contracts saying that
Snapping his ankles.
Killing of
a
Sacred Deer. He was like, yeah, I broke my rib skateboarding, and I signed a contract saying that I would not skateboard for the duration of filming. Just so I couldn't break anything.
Keanu gets contracts so he can still ride his motorcycle.
Yeah, and this kid, obviously, they were like, if you want to eat, motherfucker, you can't skateboard. And yeah, he cracked his rib, and he's like, yeah, that was like the toughest. He's like, I mean, I had to act like it didn't hurt, you know?
Damn.
I was like, wow, what a boss.
What a little cool kid.
Honestly.
We're
anyways,
so lame.
Go ahead. But I guess Jonah Hill did a kickflip on set.
Good for Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Still got it.
I don't know.
Smacking people with the trucks of a skateboard.
Because a lot of people say that fucking, like, he's into skate culture, not skateboarding.
I think he loved the skate scene
a lot. Yeah, because he grew up at the courthouse, like, where that movie takes place.
Yeah.
That's where he grew up. Like,
that was
watching,
his, like, grungy scene, yeah.
Watching Chris Roberts, that's now in the Nine Club, like, just be a pro there. And just hang out and fucking sell kids wheels for $20 a pair and shit like that. They're like, oh, you want a board? I'll give it to you for $20 because it's a free product and they don't pay me yet.
You want some stems?
Isn't that wild? Like, that's how the amateurs used to make money. They would get a box of boards from their sponsors, go to the fucking parks, sell them to kids for half price, and then take all that money and eat.
It's good fucking business.
Crazy. Anyways, go ahead. What do you see?
I watched A Star Is Born.
Oh.
I don't think it should have won as many Grammys.
Yeah, I was about to say,
Emmys,
so I mean, like, that movie is well renowned.
Oscars and fucking Golden Globals, dude.
Globals,
crazy.
Yeah.
Globals, dude. Golden Globals. I mean, Bradley Cooper acts his ass off.
What about Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga is not an actress, but she does a fine enough job.
You loved her in Hotel American Horror Story.
I never saw that. I don't know what that is.
I think you'd like that season. It's not that bad. Murder House is the best, let's be honest.
Friggin' duh.
You liked Asylum a lot, and I was kind of like, weird nuns and shit.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Classic. This movie's like, you know, 6.5 Deep Impacts here.
That is a remake.
Like another remake. It's wild. Like, I was like, I think the original was like Barbra Streisand.
Oh, I didn't get to tell you about Black Mirror. So I'm watching that fucking death the fucking... Do you remember which episode I'm talking about with the bees in London?
Mm-hmm.
The little fucking
viewer bees, yeah.
Yeah, that like go into people's ears and like start drilling into their pain cortex because like some dude programmed them that people were like death to this person that's hated by everyone because they like... The first lady makes a bad remark about her wheelchair or whatever. I was like, dude, this show is fucking way tight.
Yes.
The writers are fucking stupid.
You always
smart.
Get mopey, and you're like, I can't watch a lot of it. But man, wait till you get to season 4. Dude.
But yeah, no, season 3 actually like wasn't bad. Like I liked it. It was a really cool aspect of it. Then again, whoa, sorry, first episode, part of first episode of season 3. I haven't finished it. I have like 10 minutes left. Dude, that's a long hour and that's a movie.
That's the only one that's that long.
Okay, cool.
They're not the rest, all like that 40-ish? Epic. Yeah, like 40, 50.
Okay.
Okay. And they're weird, too. Like, there's seasons that are 3 episodes, 6 episodes, and now the newest one is 3 episodes.
I think it's more so about content. They're not trying to push a lot. They're just trying to be like, hey, we have these. Let's just release it. People eat it up.
Well,
who cares?
That's what I'll segue to is I saw season 5.
All of it.
All 3. I wouldn't even rank them. All of season 3 and 4 are better than season 5. Those episodes rank higher than all of season 5's to me. They're like some of the lowest rated Black Mirrors I've ever seen.
So all of season 3, you said?
Is better than season
4 and 5.
No, 3 and 4 are all higher ranked episodes to me than all of season 5.
Okay.
But man, like Anthony Mackie is in the first episode.
Who's that?
Falcon.
Okay.
It's by far the most intriguing of the 3 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise is like this immersive video game.
Ooh.
That you jump into, like you become the character.
Ready Player One.
Correct. And so you jump in, but then it's a complete synapse fucking firing VR experience. So
you feel pain.
You can feel everything.
Yeah.
Including fucking your
sex
opponent in a fighting game.
Wait, you can fuck them?
You're in the game, but instead of choosing to fight, they just kind of walk up to each other and start boning. And so these players are banging each other, but they're best friends in real life.
Wow.
They're dudes. They just like playing games. But then they're like, dude, it feels awesome. You're hot. And he's like, and I've always wanted to fucking be a girl and like feel how that feels. So I dig fucking you because you're a dude who's given me all this cool new pleasure in areas I've never had. And the other guy's like, you're a hot chick that I've always wished I could bang. And I hate my wife. And dude, but then they're like, are we gay?
Wow. All right. Stop talking about it.
And that's where, awesome. Like, that's like the premise. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
It's wild.
That's almost
that's the like, wild one.
Like, that's almost like when I first heard about Black Mirror and the pig fucking, and yeah. I was like, huh?
Huh? Yeah. You watch the episode and you're like, oh, okay. No, I mean, I get it. When someone says, oh, there's a fucking show about a guy fucking a pig, you're like, for sure, that's just a porno
from the illegal dark net. You're like, wow, they're asking hard questions.
Yeah.
And really just like making you think, and I don't like this.
So I would rank that episode pretty high. The other two, man, were they predictable? I wrote them myself before they, you know, like the scene played out. I already guessed it.
You could see where it was coming.
And God, one of them was so drawn out. I was like, holy fuck. You guys are killing me.
Yeah.
This should have been 24 minutes,
not
60.
Did it feel like work getting through it?
That one, yeah. It was a very weird, like, the actors, kind of like when you're in, like, a Tarantino movie and it drags a bit. I'm like, they're just in a car.
Which one?
Fucking Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
They chat a lot in that fucking...
But that's also, like, his, like, almost, like, first entry.
He was trying that, yeah. It was like Kevin Smith having conversations for a long time in one area.
Yeah.
People are like, why is it so long? Why are his shit so winded?
Mm-hmm.
This was, I was like, why is it so fucking winded?
Mm-hmm.
But that aside, I then went back to season 4 and just watched San Junipero again, which is my favorite episode of Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not violent at all. Courtney loved it. Like, she's like, you're going to watch this weird fucking alien fucking future robot bullshit. And I'm like, it's a super touching episode. It's really different.
You're going to cry.
It's fucking dope.
You ready?
It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to keep watching the series if Destiny will allow it. What else did you see?
As if Destiny fucking like wakes you up and feeds you.
Might as well.
What else did I watch? Fucking tighten your butthole for this one, bro.
Deadwood.
I did watch 2 episodes of Deadwood.
Dang,
very
only
fun.
Two.
Yeah, lots of cocksucker in it.
So I say that I told you episode 4 is where it breaks. And that's where you need to get to actually start getting into
it's
that.
It's just a pause because I had to watch Black Mirror. Then I'll get back.
I understand. I've been playing a lot of Destiny.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you.
Also, I haven't heard of her. Just for funsies, like in the background, I watched, what the fuck is it called? Oh, God, I didn't write it down. Oh, huh? What?
It sounded like I was in like a inside of a bag.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Deadwood?
Oh, it's great. I really like the fucked up, like, I don't...
Swear engine?
Yeah.
He's the best.
He's a monster, but...
No, he's the best.
He hurt her.
Hmm?
He hurt a girl.
Swear engine, no.
He puts his foot on her throat and fucking chokes her out.
Well, you saw what she did. What? No kidding.
Oh, yeah. She beat a guy up for fucking...
She shot a guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't that? Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, I was like, damn, you hard monster.
Yeah.
He's like, you know I love you, though.
He's got a business to run, bro.
He sure does. The whole town is his business.
Dude, it's a wild time to think about. I would die so fucking fast in that.
Oh, I would be like, could I have some of that cocaine opium? I'm going to go and just die by the tree.
I'm still on episode 10 because, like I said, Destiny really took a toll on me. But...
Yep.
I can't wait to get back into it because that show is so dude, I cannot wait to. I wish I could watch episode 4 with you because you're going to be like, are you shitting me right now? Like, it's fucking wild. And then, there's a lot of really good cameos in it as well. Like, there's a lot of people that are going to show up and you're going to be like, damn, this person's in it. Damn, this person's in it. And it's so fucking well done. The only thing I really didn't really dig about it, and I think it's from that time of HBO, is the opening credits.
Oh, I just quick buy those.
Because they are motherfucking on one. By the way, we didn't do our fucking genre 5.
I did.
No, I'm saying, but we didn't even... We breezed right past it.
What do you mean?
We didn't get into it this week.
It's right here.
Yeah, I know, but usually it's before weekly recommendations and rejections.
I don't care about format, bro. Ugh,
I run a tight ship.
I'm an organic man.
Clearly, I don't. This thing's leaky and fucking just drowning in destiny.
Looks like a fucking Iraqi Navy over here.
Oh, my God, did he paint the skirt of his house? Who cares? Hope they both die
in a house
fire.
Meanwhile, the sails are ripping.
Anyways, we'll go into that after this.
Lord.
Sorry, dude. Deadwood, you love it.
Yeah, it's good. Okay. It's very good. It's fucking...
I think it's really going to grip you around 4 because it took me a minute to kind of like really like want to keep watching episodes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is like gritty and fucking.
But there's a lot of fucking bullshit to trudge through in the first couple.
Yeah.
But once you get past that, you're like, this is tight. And I feel like I'm going to give Sopranos another shot after I'm done with Deadwood because of that. Because everyone fucking sucks that show's dick.
They do.
And I'm like, there has to be something very good about it for it to be like that.
But if it was just because in that era, there was nothing on par
and
with
I also wondered that it wasn't a binge era to where, like, they're like, no, I love The Sopranos because each episode is kind of like the same thing, but they're progressing as well. I'm kind of worried that it's like that.
It could be.
Because, you know,
like, I've only watched, like, one season.
Because, dude, can you...
I was like, I get it.
Can you...
It's gangsters.
Wow, really? You've only seen one season? I figured you were like, oh, I fucking love it.
No, because I was like, I get it. Okay, yeah, I know you thought I'd suck on its fucking Italian sausage.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
What else do you see?
Men Who Stare at Goats.
Dude, I almost watched it because that movie is tight.
It's so funny.
Dude, it's really good. And I think that movie's
so
super underrated.
Yeah.
I feel like that one and Burn After Reading, people like really fucking shat on. And they have a very...
For no good reason.
Very similar titles if you look at them. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed
that.
Yeah,
the lettering.
Like yeah, exactly. They like... I almost get those two confused. I know which one they are. Brad Pitt's in both, though. Brad Pitt is not in Man Who Stare at Goats.
No, not at all.
George Clooney is.
Yes.
So is Kevin Spacey.
And Ewan.
Ewan McGregor. No one else is in... They don't share any cast members, do they?
Nick Offerman's in it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And the guy who plays like the general from fucking Pandora, whatever the hell that
Speaking
movie
is. Speaking of Nick Offerman, we watched something with him in it. Wait, was that?
My God.
Dude, I'm really sorry. I'm just having a brain fart right now. You said Nick Offerman, and I was like, fuck, I just watched something
Parks
with
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I know who he is, but like, someone was like delivering a baby. And fuck, what the fuck was
what
it?
What was it?
Like, he's like the president's secondhand man, and they're like, oh, I watched the first episode of Good Omens.
Oh.
Dude, that show's
that
sick
what
as
it
hell.
Is?
So, like, they're...
Is that, what you, is that who you're talking about?
David Tennant is, like, a demon.
Yeah, and then fucking the... he's another great actor, plays...
I have no idea who he is. I've never seen him. He looks kind of like Simon Pegg, but he's fantastic.
He's
in
Tron.
Huh?
He's in Tron. He plays, like, the fucking guy that owns the club in Tron.
Oh, right. You would know.
And he's in Twilight. He's a vampire.
Okay, both
of
those.
And he plays the main Lycan in fucking Underworld.
All right, I'll take that one. All right. Here's your nerd card back. at first, I was like, give me that. Tron's tight, but like, you do have a fucking hard-on for Tron.
I'll talk... Oh,
yeah. Yeah, fucking want Tron Ascending or Uprising, whatever the fuck it was called. Anyways.
So dope.
But yeah, Bad Omens is fucking sick. You would love it because of David Tennant. But yeah, they're basically giving birth to the Antichrist. Well, they're trying to switch babies to get him into the guy that runs the president's office.
Yeah.
But they accidentally swap the wrong ones. And it's narrated really strangely, but really well. It's really good. I highly recommend it. Right now, 9 for the first episode.
Man, you are about almost getting into everything.
I watched the whole first one.
Almost into everything.
But I watched the whole first episode.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, finished it.
You're an accomplisher.
I think there's only 6, too. So I'll get through it, you know, 3 weeks.
Ah, pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. That's all I've seen.
All right. Let's hop into genre 5. Now, what was it? Top 5 visually striking intros to shows.
Opening credits.
Opening credits. All right. We'll call
to
it.
To shows?
What other? Oh, fuck.
You stupid, stupid, sweet baby.
Well, are you the stupid, stupid,
nope,
sweet baby?
No, because I wrote 5 movies, bro. We could look at the text.
Bring it up.
It says opening credits, Paul.
Yeah, opening credits to a show.
Favorite opening credits. Not the songs, but how they look.
Yeah, because the
songs... Next genre 5.
Because the songs would be like fucking, in West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground. You know what I'm saying?
There's a song in every opening credit.
Right, but what I'm saying is that like normally like it's not like your favorite song for an opening credits, it's your favorite sequence of opening credits.
Oh.
Like Game of Thrones, which was one of mine.
So badly worded.
Okay, well then how about this? We'll save it for next week, okay? We'll
redo it. Yes. I got 5 sick ones.
All right, well hold on.
I can pick 5 shows right now, dude.
Yeah, all right, go ahead. What's your first?
Freaking Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's what I just said. All right, fucking, so what's your second?
Fucking Westworld, bro.
Same
right
here,
there.
Second
get
one,
out of
yeah.
my face, I'll for suck sure. third all one. Over it. Oh, third one, fucking probably Inspector Gadget.
Not true. Daredevil
for me.
For sure,
dude, for sure.
Daredevil, the Netflix. I love the, I'm
oh,
fucking
that's a good one.
So tight, so sick.
They're
and every Netflix
pretty.
Show tried to do that afterwards, and I was like, this looks like dog shit.
Not as good.
Yeah.
Not as good at all.
What else?
Yeah,
see, this is hard to do on the spot, because then you can't just be like, bam, 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 why? Bam, bam.
Family fucking,
Matters.
Nope, fucking, God damn, what's that show called? Oh, Transformers. So dope, dude. Oh, Beast Wars.
Okay.
Beast Wars and Reboot.
Reboot was tight. I'll give you that. Reboot was pretty tight.
Batman Begins, that's an honest one.
Are you
Batman
talking about
Begins is like sexual.
Beyond?
Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
I was clicking on
Batman Begins. Yeah, because they put that in Dark Knight on.
Yeah,
there.
Like next to each other.
Dude, what's the title? What's this your card for Dark Knight? When you're scrolling through like all the movies on
it's
Netflix.
It's him with the plastic mask at the beginning.
Dude, mine is Batman pulling the Joker over the interrogation table.
That's so funny.
Dude, it's...
they're different. I like that.
Yeah, it's so cool. Because, yeah, they definitely...
They
like,
know you, yeah.
It's creepy.
Because they know, like, yeah, I like that, like, a deep fucking focus, dude, on, like, the character.
I don't know why they did it like that, but
I was
like...
They know you love grabbing dudes and pulling them in, you know?
That's
real close and
yeah.
hard. Yep.
Yeah, not
over
even.
Tables and just being like, come here.
No, they're like, look, superheroes. I'm like, mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 and 1.
And they're
shot.
Close together.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you got them both?
See, I was going to say Batman, the animated series, was mine because of like, the opening credits with the WB symbol and then it turns into that blimp.
Yeah.
And it pans down. And not only that, we'll do our favorite opening songs for next week. First, TV shows.
No, why wouldn't we do the one I've already written?
Okay, we'll do that one next week. But then the week after that, we'll do the favorite opening TV show themes.
You want to know something funny? I made a list, and it does include Game of Thrones as the first one in my list. But it's predominantly, the rest of it's all movies, I swear.
Wow, I can't believe Westworld wasn't.
No, because these movie ones are dope as fuck,
but the
dude.
Westworld one was tight.
Dude, you ever seen 7?
Dude, yes. Oh,
no. So dope, dude, with that Nine Inch Nails shit.
Yeah, it looks like a Nine Inch Nails video. I might as well. I was waiting for the raccoon to eat itself. Does it in that?
Dude, David Fincher's fucked.
Does it do the raccoon with, like where it eats itself real quick, like the fucking maggots?
Oh, it's fucking, yeah, it like decomposes.
I'm almost positive that's from a Nine Inch Nails video.
Probably.
For
yeah.
Sure.
For sure, it's from the one song they had.
Yeah, Closer. I wanna fuck you like an animal. What else you got? I think we are on 5.
Geez.
Wait, we had Game of Thrones. Oh, okay, we both had a Batman, which is strange.
Yeah, Begins is, I mean, fucking
Beyond
is so dope.
The animated series is dope as well.
So
you got 2 more.
Do I?
Yeah, 2 more to say.
SWAT Cats.
But not...
What?
Do they all have to be, like, well, I guess...
Gargoyles.
Walk me through that one, bro.
Dude, starts out with the fucking pier, like the top of a fucking cathedral building, and then the gargoyle comes to life and it's like,
gargoyles, more than meets the eye.
You get caught up in the crossfire.
Yeah,
that's just a commercial for a game.
The crossfire was tight. What are your favorite commercials from the 90s?
Dude, crossfire.
We're not doing it now. Jesus.
My favorite 90s commercials are the ones from RoboCop.
Think about your nice. I'd buy that for a dollar. Think about like your favorite show openers that like you like loved watching, not only as a kid, but as an adult as well. Obviously, Westworld tickled our fucking brains.
I really liked the opening to Dragon Ball Z.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the
opening. It got me so pumped.
The next one on mine was One Punch Man. But the original. That one was
Jesus,
tight.
It's so much better.
So sick.
A fucking season, man.
I was still having like really
I wish I could watch a supercut of this season.
Yeah, kind of.
Shit.
It is a bummer, man.
It makes you just want to go back and watch the first season, which is perfect.
I noticed myself.
It's
I was
so
like,
funny.
Maybe I should just go back and watch the first one. Maybe this one will be better. I don't think so. I think the first one was just really good, and this one's just not.
Way tight. Way tight. Shit.
Yeah, I know, dude. It's hard.
Shows.
I'm not gonna lie. The last one on my list, and it is kind of like fucking probably a lot of people's, but Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't know why, but I loved watching that.
I used to love the Simpsons opening.
That's a tight one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
The chase and Bart going over the car and shit. Yeah. Like I really like.
Do you remember
that.
The movie where they show his dick?
No.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so he's skateboarding naked, and they have something covering his dick the whole time. Then he goes through a part where there's like trees on both sides, and all you see is his little yellow dick.
Wow. In the film.
Dude, it's like a solid like second long. You're like,
wow.
Whoa. Like, it's just like, it's a very rudimentary dick, but it's just like, you know, like the little dick in a ball sack.
Wow.
And you just see it skating across the screen. It's wild.
It's not going to make my list next week, so it doesn't matter, but I do love the fucking song in Austin Powers. Like, it's fun.
Yeah, it is.
It is fun. Yeah.
All right. What's your last one?
X-Men.
That was going to be on mine as well.
It's very good.
But I don't know why, but Fresh Prince, I just loved like him like breaking the fourth wall.
I used to sing it a lot, yeah.
But breaking the fourth wall and like just doing it, and like how he'd spin his head and shit like that, like before he knocked on the door.
Yo, smell you later.
Yeah. Went to my kingdom. I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air. Well, do you like the extended version? They only showed it on episode one in reruns.
No. No need for it.
He's like talking about getting on the plane and shit, and it looks like something out of like fucking like the 70s.
Yeah, I've heard it, and I was like, nah. Add anything to it.
All right, let's hop into Test of Tony. I am stoked. AI. Dude. I haven't seen this movie in probably...
It's been a while.
I'm not going to lie, 20 years.
Jude Law is so fucking dope in this movie.
This movie came out in 2001, so just kidding on 20 years. But like probably since it first came out, maybe a couple years after it came out. So 15, let's say 15. It's borderline perfect minus a few moments that are very, very cheese.
Yeah.
I forgot a lot about this movie. We're going to deep dive,
too. It goes far.
Because this movie is long as balls and had me by the balls because I was like, I am in. Dude, my heart was breaking the entire movie. One, Haley Joel Osment deserves all the awards.
He's a very good little robot baby.
Dude, when he fucking laughs in their face, I was like, this is terrifying.
Oh, he's the creepiest, like following mom like a fucking robot. Yeah. Like, ew. Like, put it in the closet.
Dude, that scene where she, like, has to say the seven words. It's kind of like Civil War type thing, you know? Fucking, what is it? Civil War? No, Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Train.
Activate, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Hurricane.
Oh, my God.
She's holding the back of his neck, and she finishes saying it, and she's like, Monica, David. And you see him, like, that smile, and it fades to, like, this weird adoration. He conveys it so... It's fucking crazy good.
He's crazy good. John Hurt's really good as his creator.
Yeah, you only see him at the end, though. I like the dad a lot in this movie, too. He's fucking good.
The dad is very... I relate to the dad a lot.
Same here. I'd be like, are you fucking nuts, bitch?
This
we gotta get rid of this motherfucker.
This thing's got scissors.
Yeah, this Chucky doll that's trying to fucking murder you.
And then that little fucking... like the fucking good son fucking brother.
Ooh, fuck that kid in the mouth.
I
hate him.
It's so
weird.
I
wish he would have died in that pool.
He's like the kid that would have been like, you know, like, here, try glass. It's delicious.
Dude, you said you'd promise. That kid's been in a lot of shit, too, though, but he was really good in it because you hated his guts.
Yep.
Jude Law rocks. The whole fucking, like, awesome, I don't know. Did you notice that, like, they had retro stuff?
Yeah.
And but it was like futuristic house. I was like, dude, honestly, this might be the best like representation of a future that like before it happened.
Yeah. It's very, very compelling.
Of course, if it's a representation of the future, it had to be before. Anyways, but like it's very close to what we have now, like the retro, but yeah. still like very sleek and all that type of shit. Like, dude, it's tight.
I like
that. Do you know Kubrick's name was at the beginning of that too?
Yeah, it's because he, like Kubrick wanted to make that film.
Yeah, it was Spielberg, Kubrick something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was
Kubrick
like,
was gonna make it.
I was like, this makes sense because this movie's like fucking super weird and sexual and strange. There's a lot of grain in the movie too. It looks like War of the
it's
Worlds.
Wild. That movie's wild. The fucking Flesh Fair, such mm-hmm. a crazy cool concept.
Moon's on the Rise.
It's
that
wild,
so tight.
Dude.
Dude, the CG's amazing.
Yeah,
holds up like fucking you read about.
Stuff looks great. It's cause like. It's like Jurassic Park. You take real dedication.
Yeah, money.
Or The Abyss.
Money.
And you take your money and you really spend it.
Okay, so The Abyss.
The Abyss's water looks perfect.
It's pretty good.
It was better than anything of its time.
Have you seen Aquaman?
What? Of its time?
No, I'm just saying.
35 years later?
Of its time, yes, it's great. But
yes. A generation later, it looks way better.
I'm saying now, though, like fucking like AI is pretty fucking good.
There's a lot of practical there.
There is, but there's a lot of fucking... Like, dude, they showed, like, the chick's, like, half head.
Yeah.
And it looks realistic.
Yeah, I could do that.
No, you could
green
not.
Green screen.
Yeah, right.
Green screen.
I don't even know how to fucking make a green screen. Just a
paint
screen.
Paint it green.
Yeah.
Did it. I could build the screen.
But, yeah, I absolutely... I think I would give this movie... Oh, God.
I give it a 9.
Yeah, I think a 9, too. Because there's a couple parts that I'm like, cheese.
A little cheese.
But, like, the whole, where the lions weep and, yeah. like, them go... Like, dude, this movie really is a saga. And at the end of it, when you get that whole, like, fuck, 25 minutes of, like, the aliens finding
yeah.
him, I was like, this is the tightest
the
shit.
The tightest... it's one of the tightest endings.
It's so good. Because I thought it was going to end with him at the... With the fucking, Ferris wheel like, falling
yeah.
on him, and it's just like, and David sat there with his eyes still on the ferry, and then like you're like, holy fuck, this is the saddest motherfucking
yeah.
movie ever.
Battery will never die.
No, the battery did like, kind
of
like it was
kind
just
of.
Like
he was in like stasis.
Yeah,
yeah,
he like just like stopped, but he kept staring. Like he stopped praying. I think that was Teddy was tight as fuck. But yeah, fucking I yeah, this movie is so good. Definitely watch it. I mean, it's a
I
long
love
one,
Teddy. Like he's like
so
he's
good.
Like hi Teddy. Hello, David.
And I remember, fuck, David, if he's like, if I fall, I will break. I'm like, he will break. This is
he's
so sad.
He's gonna break. Don't let him fall.
God, I was fucking emotional in this movie.
I love the end when it's like, you're all that's left of your species.
You're our only like, connection yeah. to humankind. And he's like, and what makes him so awesome is the, and dude, when they talk about fucking taking like a piece of bone or skin
yeah.
and being like, it actually encompasses space-time continuum, but it, once you do it and they fall asleep and they lose their consciousness
yeah.
in sleep, they're gone forever and we can never replicate them. I was like, my mind is blowing up and I'm crying.
It's dope.
Like,
it's real dope.
This is, it's beautiful.
The ending had me as happy as like the ending of like Vanilla Sky. Like, shit just progressed to such a wild level. And I'm like, this is so satisfying. It's where I want it to be in the wildness.
Minus the whole, I swallowed your cum, David.
That was not at the end.
No. Oddly enough, they're both names are David in that.
Wow. Bunch of Davids.
Yeah.
Trippy.
So, yeah. 9 deep impacts. 9 hard-ass deep impacts for AI. If you have not seen it, definitely watch it.
Yeah, it's great
if
for
you're
the whole family.
If you're trying
totally.
To watch it with kids, do not. Because I remember seeing this as a kid, and I was like, this is dog shit.
The sex robot that fucking bribes people with sex with other robots.
Yeah, and puts, like, a little robot, like, on a fucking, what seems to be a 16-year-old's dick.
Yep.
That was
oh,
so
yeah,
weird.
Dance that little hologram.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's like, you know you want it. They're like, fucking hop in, let's drive through this mouth tunnel and go get fucked.
Yeah! This is like Perks of Being a Wallflower.
It was weird, but yeah. All right, let's hop into movie of the week. Always Be My Maybe. How'd you feel about this?
I like the male actor a lot.
Randall Parks.
Randall Parks. Yeah.
Is it? Or Parker?
Yeah.
Something like
Parks.
That. Okay, Randall Parks.
And
Amy Wong?
Ali Wong.
Ali Wong,
I've only known her from comedy. But
well, this is comedy.
She's a great, like, it's stand-up. I've only seen her do stand-up because that's all she's...
No, she's
done for.
She's done TV series in another movie too.
But like, she's a stand-up for the last decade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where she like. It's like saying like Chris D'Elia is an actor. Hey, he's a stand-up who now acts.
I really...
Because he got big.
I got you, yeah. Or like an Amy Schumer.
Yeah. Or seeing like Tom Segura in a movie. Like, yeah, he was a comedian, though.
I really dig the premise of this movie.
Yeah.
And the execution is not bad for like a rom-com, but I mean like it's fucking paint-by-number rom-com for the most part.
Yeah.
There's some really good, strong emotional parts, and there's one at the end that like when it's like the scene and you're just like, this is lame.
I think
but I like that it was kind of like shitty and rocky for the most part and stuff like that. But like, dude, Randall Parks is like sitting there when it shows him for the first time older and he's smoking weed, dancing in front of the mirror, and his dad walks in. He's like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, I'm dancing in front of the mirror and getting high. And he's like,
you want to dance? Yeah, dance
he's like,
off?
He's like, no, we have work to do. And he's like, I'm just kidding. Yeah. And his dad starts dancing. Yeah. I was like, dude,
it was hilarious.
I was like, this is fun. And my favorite part, hands fucking down, was Keanu's cameo.
It's
not
incredible.
Even cameo. Keanu's part in the movie.
Playing himself pretty much.
Dude, well, who knows if that's him? Because like oh my God, he's perfect in this movie.
Yeah. He's so fucking funny.
I laughed
so
out loud
funny.
For that entire sequence. Yeah. What's the fucking main character's name in it? Marcus. I'd kill Marcus. Right away, they're like, if you could kill one person in this room, who would it be? And he's like, I'd kill Marcus. And he reads the question. Usually you give it to somebody else. And then and then Marcus's girlfriend's like, yeah, I'd kill Marcus too. I can't rob the world of their genius.
Yeah, yeah. They have too much cultural influence.
Oh my God.
And he's like, I'd kill Keanu just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
He's like,
you know, I'm sensing a weird vibe from you. Do you want to hit me, bro? Because go ahead. Like, I'm sensing something with you. Go ahead. Take a shot.
Hit him, honey.
Yeah. Punch him, dude.
Oh, dude.
That was fucking awesome. And just for that, like, I think I would give the movie probably like a 7.
Yeah, it was fucking great. Like, the first, like, slow-mo shot of him, like, kissing outward like he's the Pope.
Yeah.
And, like, the girl's just like, fuck.
When he was like, wow, he's like, when I said I wanted to go get air, I actually picked up the bill. Because he's like, oh, aren't we going to pay? And he's like, no, I already paid. And he was like, when I said go get air, I actually meant I was going to pick up the bill. I just want to make it awkward. And he's like, oh, you didn't even give me a chance to try to pay for it. He's like, this bill was $6,500. He's like, that's more than my residual check for speed. Kind of out of your element.
Kind of out of your element. It's all good, though. Let's roll.
Yeah, let's go back to my house.
And I love when he was like, when he's like, oh, that's really cool. Like when he tells him what he does, and he's like, I dropped out of high school. Follow my dreams. He did that. That's a real Keanu thing. He dropped out in 11th grade and went to Hollywood.
I loved the representation of them younger and like all those scenes. Those are really good, actually. Like looking back on it, like when I was like watching, I was like, meh. But like looking back on it, it actually was a lot better than I initially felt. Because
it was
a lot
more enjoyable than 99% of rom-coms I watch.
And like 90% of Netflix originals.
Yeah,
so,
fuck me.
So 7.5, I feel, for that one. It was actually pretty solid.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7.
Definitely like fucking like turn your brain off and just like watch it.
Just
but,
dig into anything else.
All right, so next week we're going to do Out Cold.
Out Cold.
Test the Tony.
It's a comedy.
It's about skateboarding, skiing, and soccer.
Nope, it's about snowboards. I know it. Surfing boards.
Before we went on, he's like, let's watch Out Cold. I was like, oh, that sounds really familiar. What's that? He's like, it's like a skateboard. No, it's like a skiing. No, it's like a rollerblade. No, fuck, it's snowboarding. None
of those.
That's
the one. I was way off.
Yeah, Out Cold. I mean, skiing even sounds like, I don't even know if you said that. And then we're going to do Movie of the Week, I Am Mother, basically AI 2.
AI Mom.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited.
I pray to God it's not a waste of an hour and a half.
It could be a non, so who knows?
Oh, shit.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save
you
a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.